Good morning.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We will begin with L'shem Yehud and then study the fifth Aliyah in Parashah Miketz. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin he bidkilu urshimu utkilu utkilu urshimu liakta l'shem yud he bovavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Elohino Elena Maase Yadena Kanane Elena Maase Yadena Kananehu. The fifth Aliyah is from Genesis chapter 42, verse 19 to chapter 43, verse 15. This is a total of 35 verses. The number 35 is the Hebrew pronoun for she, female. It's spelled Lamed He. In the reverse order, well, actually in the same order, it means going in the direction of teaching. In the reverse order, it means the teaching. Let's see if the information connects to the any or all of these translations. Verse 19. Im kenim atem achichem echad yaser bebet mishmarchem yatem lehu ha'iyu.
Has joined.
Batechem v'yetachichem hakaton taviyu elai v'yeamdu divrechem v'lo tamutu v'yasu kein v'yomru ish elachi v'aval ashemim Anachnu alachinu asher ra'inu tzarat nafsho b'chit ando eleinu v'lo shamanu al kein ba'a eleinu hatzara hazot v'yan ruven otam le'mor Hello, Amarti Alehem, Lemor Al Techet U, Vayeled Velo Shematem, Wagam Damo Hine Midrash, Vem Lo Yadu Ki Shomea Yosef, Ki Hamelitz. Vayisov be'alehem vayevcha vayevch vayashav alehem vaydaber elehem vayikach meitam et shimon vayesor oto le'enehem Vayitzav Yosef, Vaymalu et Kelehem, Baruch Hashiv Kaspehem, Yishel Sako Velatet, Lachem Tzeda Ledairech, Vayas Lachem Ken, Vayisu et Shivram, Al Hamorechem, Vayelku Misham, Vayivta, Vayecha, Vayomer elav tiru banai bilti. Achichem idchem. Im yeshcha b'shalea. Ed achinu. Itanu nerda. V'nishbera lecha okel. V'imencha b'shalea. Lo nered ki haish. Amar aleinu lo tiru. Banai bilte achichem etchem. Vayomer Yisrael lama hareotem li. Lehagila ish haodachem. Vayomru shaol shaal haish. Lanu moladtenu lemor. Haod avichem chai haish. Lachem ach v'naged lo al pi hadvarim haile hayadoa neda ki yomar horidu et achichem vayomer Yehuda el Yisrael aviv shilcha hanar iti v'nakuma V'neleka v'nishye v'lo namut. Gam anachnu, gam ata, gam tapenu. Anochi e'ervenu. Miyadi tevakshenu. Im lo havi otiv elecha v'hitzagtiv. Lefanecha, v'chatati lecha kol hayamim, ilu lechit ma'achnu, ki ata shavnu, zepa'amayim, v'yomer aleihem Yisrael avihem, im ken efo, zot. Asu kechu mizimrat, haretz biklehem v'horidu la'ish, mincha me'at tzari umat, v'vash dekot v'lot, v'atchnim u'shkedim, v'kesef mishne kechu, v'yedchem v'yed ha'kesef, Amushal b'fi am tehotehem. Tashivu v'yedchem ulai mishkehu. V'yed achichem. Kachu v'kumu shuvu el ha'ish. V'el shaddai yiten lachem. Rachamim lifnei ha'ish. V'shilach l'achem. Lachem et achichem. Achar v'et binyamin. V'ani ka'asher shakolti. Shakolti. V'ayichu ha'anashim. Ed hamincha hazot v'nishne kesef lachu v'yadam v'et binyamin v'yakuhu v'yedu mitzrayim v'yamdu lifnei yosef. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. We will now study the translation. Chapter 42, verse 19. If you are honest, your one brother will be confined in your prison, and you go bring the grain for the hunger of your households. And bring your youngest brother to me so that your words may be verified and you will not die. And they did so. And they said to one another, indeed, we are guilty for our brother, that we witnessed the distress of his soul when he begged us, and we did not listen. That is why this trouble has come upon us. And Reuben answered them, saying, didn't I tell you, saying, do not sin against the lad? But you did not listen. Behold, his blood too is being demanded. They did not know that Joseph understood, for the interpreter was between them. And he turned away from them and wept. Then he returned to them and spoke to them, and he took Shimon from among them and imprisoned him before their eyes. And Joseph commanded, and they filled their vessels with grain, and he commanded to return their money into each one's sack and give them provision for the journey, and he did so for them. And they loaded their grain upon their donkeys, and they went away from there. The one opened his sack to give fodder to his donkey at the lodging place, and he saw his money there. It was in the mouth of his sack. And he said to his brothers, my money has been returned, and indeed here it is in my sack. Their hearts sank. And trembling, they turned to one another, saying, what is this that God has done to us? And they came to Jacob, their father, in the land of Canaan, and they told him all that had befallen them, saying, the man, the Lord of the land, spoke to us harshly, and he accused us of spying on the land. And we said to him, we are honest, we were never spies. We are 12 brothers, the sons of our father. One is gone, and today the youngest is with our father in the land of Canaan. And the man, the Lord of the land, said to us, with this I will know that you are honest. Leave one of your brothers with me, and what is needed for the hunger of your households, they can go. And bring your youngest brother to me, so that I will know that you are not spies, that you are honest. Then I will give you your brother, and you may travel around in the land. And it came to pass that they were emptying their sacks, and behold, each one's bundle of money was in his sack. They saw the bundles of their money, they and their father, and they became frightened. And their father Jacob said to them, you have bereaved me. Joseph is gone, and Shimon is gone. And you want to take Benjamin? All these troubles have come upon me. And Reuben spoke to his father, saying, you may put my two sons to death if I don't bring Benjamin to you. Put him into my hands, and I will return him to you. But he said, Jacob said, my son shall not go down with you, because his brother is dead, and he alone is left. And if misfortune befalls him on the way you are going, you will bring down my gray head in sorrow to the grave. Chapter 43. But the hunger was severe in the land, and it came to pass when they finished eating the grain that they had brought from Egypt, that their father said to them, go back and buy us a little food. But Judah spoke to him, saying, the man warned us repeatedly, saying, you shall not see my face if your brother is not with you. If you send our brother with us, we will go down and buy food for you. But if you do not send him, we will not go down, because the man said to us, you shall not see my face if your brother is not with you. And Israel said, why have you harmed me by telling the man that you have another brother? They said, the man asked about us and about our family, saying, is your father still alive? Do you have a brother? And we told him according to these words. Could we have known that he would say, bring your brother down? And Judah said to Israel, send the lad with me, and we will get up and go, and we will live and not die, both we and you and also our young children. I will guarantee him. From my hand you can demand him. If I do not bring him to you and stand him up before you, I will have sinned against you forever. For had we not tarried, by now we would have already returned twice. So Israel their father said to them, if so, then do this. Take some of the choice products of the land in your vessel, and take down to the man as a gift, a little balm and a little honey, wax and lotus, pistachios and almonds. And take double the money in your hands, and the money that was returned in the mouth of your sacks, you shall return in your hands, and perhaps it was an error. And take your brother and get up, go back to the man. And may the Almighty God grant you compassion before the man, and he will release to you your other brother and Benjamin. And as for me, as I am bereaved, I am bereaved. So the men took this gift, and they took double the money in their hands, and Benjamin, and they got up and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. Does anyone have any questions? We still have a little bit of time.
You know, hello, you stopped right in the good part.
You think I did, huh?
Yeah, so we have to wait till tomorrow for the rest.
Why do you think that is?
I have no idea.
Well, it's time for you to put your mind to work. I know it's early in the morning, but you got to get it working. If you notice that it stopped in the middle, it stopped in the good part, you have to ask yourself, why did the sages do that? Every chapter...
See, so that we would go back and read some more.
That's a good answer, but it's not the complete answer.
Okay. So what's the answer?
Well, right now I'm still trying to open up the Safaria website, so let me concentrate on that one thing, because you know the males cannot be multitaskers.
And that's the truth. Amen.
I had it open and it closed on its own, which is happening to me more and more in this computer.
I'd like to make a comment, question.
Go ahead.
Well, I haven't had time to really search it out yet, but months back, the word for corn or grain was dagim. You remember we were kind of surprised because it was the word for fish or fishes.
Right.
And this portion, we see grain a lot and corn a lot. And just a quick glance, I don't see the same word. So I've got curiosity about that.
That makes perfect sense to be curious about it. That's the question.
The question is, why is dagim used in one place and grain in another place? Which for me, I have to reread, and I have to find the instances and look at each word, and I have not been able to do that. But I wondered if you had also seen that.
I had seen it, but I didn't pursue it. Okay. Let's get back to answering Randy's question, because it leads me to a good teaching moment, and I appreciate your question, Randy. Even if it wasn't actually a question, it was a comment, but it really is a question. Why does the Torah have aliyot that cross chapter boundaries? So we have to understand where the chapter and verse nomenclature comes from, and we've discussed that in the past. It comes from the Christian monasteries. The monks needed a way to identify the locations within the Torah scrolls that they were copying or making comments upon, or both. So they developed the chapter and verse nomenclature. But they didn't. What they did was utilize the spaces in the Torah. And those spaces essentially are developing paragraphs in a story. But the paragraphs are not necessarily complete. The spaces have two aspects. One, to complete a paragraph and start a new paragraph. And there are different forms of the spaces. And the other spiritual aspect is, this is a location where God appears. But he appears not in the practical, physical aspect, but he appears, we need that light that is represented by that space, the white parchment. We need that light, that fulfillment, to re-energize us. So when the sages identified each aliyah, you would think they would have just gone to the end of a paragraph where that space occurred. But there is a different reason why they are going across paragraphs, across those spaces. And the reason is to connect the number of verses and or the number of words, which we don't utilize because it's too, you really have to have a tool or you'll make too many mistakes in counting the words. But essentially, by going across the paragraphs, they're injecting that light into our reading. And that's why they stop in the middle. On another more physical aspect, they stop in the middle, just like any good author does, to entice you to read on. But that's the physical explanation. Always look for the spiritual. So we're going to read this section 20, paragraph 22 in our Hanukkah list of items that's associated with the Sepharia, and you can find it on the website, the Hashem website, in the section of Hanukkah, or you can go to sepharia.org and search for the word Hanukkah, and the first link that comes up is this list of subjects that relate to Hanukkah in some way. So the 22nd one is the coming from the Siddur Ashkenaz, the weekday Shachrit Amidah in Thanksgiving. The Hanukkah bime matityahu Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hashmonai ובנו כשעמדה מלכות יוון הרשעה עמך ישראל השכיחם תורתך ולהעבירם מחוקי רצונך ואתה במרחמך הרבים עמדת להם בעת צרתם רבת את ריבם דנת את דינם נקמת את נקמתם מסרת גיבורים ביד חלשים ורבים ביד מעטים וטמאים ביד טהורים ורשעים ביד צדיקים וזי דין ביד עוסקי תורתך וכה עשית שם גדול וקדוש בעולמך ולעם די. On Hanukkah, in the days of Matithiyahu, the son of Yochanan, the high priest, the Hashmonaim, and his sons, when the evil Greek kingdom rose up against your people Israel to make them forget your Torah, and to turn them away from the statutes of your will. You, in your abundant mercy, stood by them in their time of distress. You defended their cause. You judged their grievances. You avenged them. You delivered the mighty into the hands of the weak, many into the hands of the few, defiled people into the hands of the undefiled, the wicked into the hands of the righteous. This paragraph belongs in this list of items related to Hanukkah. It's asking the question, why is this Hanukkah addition inserted where it is in the Amidah of the Ashkenazim? Because the Sephardim insert the paragraph in a different location. The Ashkenazim are using it as a connection to appreciation, thankfulness, gratitude. That's the blessing that they insert it within. The Sephardi do it in a different location, which I would need to look up. But the Ashkenazim insert Hanukkah, the connection to Hanukkah, I don't mean Hanukkah, they insert the connection to Purim in the same location that the Sephardi do, which is the same location that the Sephardi do for the Hanukkah connection. So why do the Ashkenazim do it in a gratitude area? But they don't do that for Purim. These are questions that I can anticipate the answer, but I've never heard them, so I'd rather not say it. But I am asking the questions so you understand why is this inserted here. And it's not done because of the physical connection to the story of Hanukkah, because the real question, the deeper question is why is this paragraph, which is a description of the miracles, but the miracle, it's the description of the miracles of war, and war is not a miracle. War is an effect. The miracle is that Hashem supported, and that's the way the paragraph is written, as you heard in the translation. out of time, so does anybody have any further questions? Today's classes, our 11 a.m. class will be on the Sefer Yetzirah. I believe it's class 17, but I could be wrong. It could be 18. We'll verify it at the time of the class. We have a deep Zohar class and candle lighting starting at 4 p.m. And tonight is Zot Hanukkah. And that's a very significant energy. You need to be aware of it and utilize it in your life. And then our evening class will be a Zohar class at 7 p.m. West Coast time. I bid you all shalom, shalom gadol, and much peace and serenity in your lives. Hanukkah Sameach.
Shalom. Hanukkah Sameach.
Thank you.